Hello, and it's welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today we've reached November, which scarcely seems possible, but here we are on Thursday the 2nd of November, recording edition number 2246. Your readers on part one this week are myself, John Hoyle, and Gaynor Lord. We do hope you'll find interesting what we have for you today. We've some news items from the Norwich Evening News, some letters to the paper, and a feature on part one about the opening of City Hall. Here's Gaynor to tell you about Norfolk Magazine.
Hello. First, I must mention that at the end of this edition, you will find the November issue of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. We'll remind you to keep listening at the end so that you don't miss anything. And right now, we have a brief note from editor Sally Abbott about this month's edition.
Hello, everyone. The November 2023 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine is all ready for you. Along with our regular contributors and features, we take a peek inside Elm Hill's Shop of Delights. Hear from the first female jockey to win Royal Ascot on a horse described more like a pit pony. We are taken behind the scenes at Langham Glass to the workshops where something magical happens. And as we approach the start of the grey seal pupping season, we hear how Norfolk is one of the best places in the country to be close to these charismatic creatures. There are some very interesting articles for you, so please keep listening after the news.
Thank you, Sally. Now let's get on with some news items. We have a couple of stories about the royal family and then problems with repeated flooding off the A47 road following the latest storms and floodings in the Broads area. News of the possible use of the former British Home Stores premises in St Stephen's, which has been empty for a long time, will end this batch of news items. King Charles III met patients, their families, staff and volunteers when he officially opened a new hospice. The monarch toured Priscilla Bacon Lodge on the outskirts of Norwich, which welcomed its first patients last month. He was welcomed in the rain by the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, Lady Dannant, before being introduced to Lady Bacon, patron of the Priscilla Bacon Hospice Charity. Robert Carter, Chair of Trustees, and Chief Executive Sandra Dinnan. One of the first to greet the King inside the new buildings was Agnes, the therapy dog, who licked his hand to His Majesty's obvious amusement. The King sat in on a breathlessness workshop without patients and met fundraisers and patients and patient Rebecca Turner, who has stage 3 melanoma, said, "I love it here. They treat me like a princess. They give me Baileys at 11 every day. It doesn't get much better than that." The King also toured the gardens at the hospice and met the volunteers who tend them and signed a register next to one he signed in March 1998 when he visited the new hospice's predecessors in Unthank Road. Campaigners took 4 years to raise the £12.5 million needed to replace the Priscilla Bacon Lodge on Unthank Road in Norwich with a new facility on an 8-acre site next to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital at Coney on the outskirts of the city.
King Charles and the royal family look set to be planning a Norfolk Christmas. Sandringham House has been closed to visitors until New Year, along with its gardens and the nearby church. While arrangements are not usually confirmed until a week or two before December the 25th, the properties are usually closed before the royals come to stay in them. Protection officers carry out extensive security sweeps, both indoors and out, while aides and estate staff organise for every festive detail, including the tree grown on the Sandringham estate, which will form the centrepiece in the great ballroom, and finalising menus. Those attending, apart from Charles and Queen Camilla, are likely to include the Prince and Princess of Wales and their children, Prince George, Princess Charlotte and Prince Louis. Also present will be the Princess Royal and her family, along with the Earl and Countess of Wessex and their two children. Family members usually arrive on Christmas Eve, when presents are usually opened, in a nod to the Royal's German roots.
Urgent investigations are underway to find out why part of the A47 has suffered repeated flooding. The road to the west of Norwich between Easton and Hunningham has become impassable to most vehicles on four occasions in the past 3 weeks. Twice, the route had to be completely shut, remaining closed for 36 hours on one occasion. Locals say such flooding is unprecedented in the area and has coincided with contractors carrying out earthworks on the surrounding land in advance of dualling works on the road. National Highways, which is responsible for the A47, insist there is no evidence to suggest any preparatory work being carried out nearby on the planned dualling of the road has contributed to the flooding. They believe one factor may be a broken water pipe on private land, which handles runoffs from the surrounding fields.
Parts of the Norfolk Broads have started flooding as Storm Ciarán hits the region. Paul Rice, a senior flood warden for the waterways, said the area was braced for the impact of the storm. He said water levels have been extremely high in recent weeks, particularly in the aftermath of Storm Babette. In some areas, the water has risen over the bank, with waterside car parks flooded. His team, with help from the Environment Agency, has installed flood barriers at vulnerable locations. Meanwhile, the Broads Authority is advising boaters not to navigate during the storm where possible, and that fast-flowing or deep flood water is possible, causing a danger to life.
Evolva states, a Mayfair-based property company, said it had purchased 160,000 square foot of retail and office space across St Stephen's Street, Queen's Road and Surrey Street. The firm's newly acquired units, which span 9 to 73 St Stephen's Street, include WH Smith's, Sainsbury's and Specsavers, as well as the former home of British Home Stores. The site has been empty since August 2016, apart from an 18-month period starting in December 2017 when Primark moved into the unit, while its Gentleman's Walk shop was under renovation. Joe O'Keefe, a partner at Evolve, said, "The site is fantastically located in a busy part of the city centre, close to the bus station and the main shopping area. The St Stephen Street area is a key gateway to the city centre and benefits from a high number of visitors, and because St Stephen Street has been redeveloped by the council, we can see there is considerable scope to put in different plans to enhance the site. We'd love to speak to local independent retailers who are interested in expanding or moving to new premises there."